spiritual sense. Giving thanks isn't just about doing what you think is the right thing to do. Rather, giving thanks activates the spiritual law. That which we appreciate and give thanks for expands. An energy of thankfulness opens the door to even greater prosperity. Take a moment to think about all the wonderful things that you have to be grateful and thankful for. The things that are going well in your life, the lessons you have learned, and the infinite possibilities that lie before you. This should raise your vibration and manifest an energy of peace and contentment. It is always a good idea to write down the things you are thankful for. There is something very powerful about writing down your thoughts, and many times you might be surprised at what will pop into your mind. Gratitude is an activation of the law of cause and effect. The law of gratitude is the natural principle that action and reaction are always equal. If you really want to advance your use of spiritual law, give thanks for the things that you want that have not yet manifested in your life. Visualizing is critical to the process of manifestation. Whatever it is you want, see it in your mind's eye and act like you've already received it. In truth, only giving exists. Like a symbol of infinity, giving and receiving are actually one thing, with polarized and dualistic aspects. When you look at the symbol of infinity from one side to the other and back again, which is the giver and which is the receiver? They are both giving. In the physical world where we experience the illusion of separation, where we think what we think of as an exchange is actually the act of giving. I give you something and you give me something in return. So giving is the only action that is occurring. We give and receive in a constant, infinite cycle. Giving cannot occur without receiving. The act of giving creates a vacuum that is filled by the universe, like a powerful magnet we draw to us whatever is needed. But be careful what you focus on. What we place our attention on and give emotional energy to, we draw to us. Your subconscious mind, the part of you whose job it is to bring to you whatever you focus on, doesn't know good from bad. It sees you as a co-creator and responds accordingly. What you send out will come back to you. I like to refer to it as the boomerang effect. The first time I threw a boomerang, I didn't believe that it would come back to me. I threw that thing as hard as I could, and guess what? It came directly back to me and hit me in the face. Lesson learned. We have forgotten who we are. We've forgotten who we are. We are distracted. You are that being of which the highest energy and the lowest matter are linked together by infinite intelligence, the very source of abundance. No more vague. No. You need only align your consciousness with the source and affirm what you want. There is an energy. This is the energy you want to release, and this is the energy that will return you. In metaphysical circles, we talk so much about mindfulness. There are many books written on the subject. Your thoughts manifest in time and create your reality. Through divine will, you and you alone have the power to choose what you want to focus on. So see the world's distractions for what they are, and take control of your life. Pay attention to the thoughts that pop into your mind. If it's not inspiring, wise, or helpful, let it pass. Thought is the language of the universe. Our thoughts are things. Our thoughts are little vibrations of energy that we send back to the source of life. Send out love, and love will return to you. Send out stress and worry, and it too will return to you. Send out peace, you get peace. Give, and you shall receive. A greater understanding of the physical and spiritual laws of the universe is essential to gaining insight and awareness to the part you play as a co-creator, one who manifests. Natural law is set into motion to govern all that is in creation and in being. It is immutable and unchangeable, and is not not a respecter of persons. Natural law helps you to read the signs along the road of life and to direct you onto a path that can bring peace of mind in the journey of self-discovery. Set your intent to resonate with the abundant and prosperous energy that comes from the divine source within. A giving heart knows that as it gives, so shall it receive. As we grow and progress as spiritual beings from the simple experiences of life, we recognize the power of sharing. For the earth is rich and bountiful. Together, let us visualize a world where no one is homeless, hungry, or thirsty, where every child is inspired and has the opportunity to fully express their unique and individual gifts and talents in the world. We have so very much to be thankful for, thankful and grateful for the evolution of consciousness that's brought us out of the darkness into a greater understanding of self and of nature. For the awareness that God is the Spirit, and that we are the offspring of that great Spirit, beings of light and of energy, units of consciousness on a journey of unfolding, that God is the only source, the only power, the only principle that is the universe, and that this great energy and power is expressing itself in and through each one of us. For the understanding that the progression of the soul is the divine purpose of life, to awaken to the nature of reality, the unseen causes behind visible nature. For the awareness of the continuity of life, that death comes to the body only, that our souls are eternal and shall never die. For overcoming fear with the knowledge that greater is the power that is within you than the power that is within the world. Today we give thanks for all that we are and all that we shall become. With thanksgiving in our hearts, gratitude becomes embedded in our consciousness and brings us into harmony with the universe. Remember, you are the giver and the receiver. So give freely, receive freely, for there is no lack in the universal mind of God. So open your mind and allow it to be filled with gratitude.
Amen.
Let us affirm this message in meditation. Find a comfortable position. Sit up straight. Take a deep breath. Filling your lungs completely. Hold it for a moment and then release the cares and concerns of the day. Take another deep breath. Hold it for a moment. And release the tensions in your body. Take a third deep breath. And begin to focus inward. Thank you.
safe and happy home, but also for the opportunity to help others create the same for themselves. Today we give thanks, not just for our own family, and to express ourselves and to worship in a way that brings us fulfillment, but also for that same freedom for others to do the same in their own unique way, and for the possibilities of freedom for those who may not have it today. Today we give thanks, not just for the abundance of blessings in our life, but also for the knowledge that we always have everything with us, and the opportunities to achieve what we want, and the ability to share our abundance wherever it is needed. Today we give thanks, not just for the beautiful mountains and valleys that surround us, but also the peaks and valleys we experience in this life that give us the perspective to appreciate all we have. Today we give thanks, not just for this life that we've been blessed with, but also for the lives who have brought us where we are today, and for the lives of those yet to come. Today we give thanks, not just to God and nature around us, but also to the God and nature that expresses in each of us and makes us a part of the special world family on this wondrous